You know who gets on my tits? Melanie fucking Phillips from the Daily Mail. What a cunt. She was on Question Time, and I've actually had to pause it because I'm so fucking angry. Yes, this is my angry voice. Have you noticed how angry I am? She is saying that that the Lib Dems got 5 cabinet seats for 57 constituencies. She also said, oh, we didn't vote for what we've got. We didn't vote for a coalition. No, of course you didn't vote for a coalition. You voted for your local MP. Or you voted for another candidate that didn't become MP. That's how a parliamentary system works. It works on constituencies. You total dick. And anywho, she's saying, oh, the Lib Dems should be grateful because they've got 5 cabinet seats for only 57 constituencies. And then the Lib Dem guy, the very respectable, can't remember his name, but the guy that was on the right-hand side of the panel, and I'll maybe tweet his name later if it comes up again. Never very good at names. Said, and a quarter of the vote. Because, obviously, 57 out of 650 is not a quarter. It's substantially less than a quarter. You can clearly see that the system doesn't work on share. It works on... And by the way, if you're thinking, oh, proportional representation will sort that out, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that unless you have a share-based system, which is literally just the share, and then you divide up the government into the different parties based on the different shares, with a threshold so you keep out very small parties. And unless you have that kind of system, it wouldn't help because the Lib Dem vote is spread out, whereas the Labour and Conservative... The Labour vote is geographically saturated, undiluted. I almost had the word then. Oh, fuck, I hate it when that happens. Anywho, and the Conservative vote is constituency-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally-ally Oh, I just had it again. Oh, fucking cunt. Anywho, it's not controlled. It's a cross between centered and controlled. It's stupid brain. Anywho, so he said, and a quarter of the vote, as in 57 constituencies, but we got a quarter of the vote, so I don't know why you're having a go. And if you have a look at the cabinet, 5 out of however many in the cabinet, but I guess it's not 20. Well, there you go. And she's blabbing on. I've actually completely forgotten what she was saying to get me so angry. Hang on. Yeah, that was it. I'm back. Hello. that was it. She was saying, well, three quarters of the population did not vote for them or voted against them. And the respective Liberal Democrat senior said, well, yes, but a quarter of the vote did vote for, then if three quarters didn't, then a quarter did. And he's like, well, all that doesn't matter. It matters that three quarters of the electorate did not vote for you. What was the Conservative share? That was like 35%. I think it might have been like 34 or 36 or something, but let's say it's 35. That means 65% of the electorate did not vote for the Conservative Party. Are you seeing the problem? Do you not understand how Parliament works? You stupid, idiotic journalist who has less brains than Matthew Martin. You are a complete cunt. You work for the Daily fucking Mail, which is the most deplorable rag in the universe. She obviously can't do maths if she thinks that 35 is greater than 50. She is a total idiot. I don't like her earrings. I don't like look. She's wearing a cardigan that's made out of animal. I can't remember, and I'm ending the near of the 5 minute fuck. I really fucked that up. I fucked the ending up. Sorry.